today, UNAIDS is reminding people that non-discrimination is a basic human right. We are seeing more and more people today dying from discrimination more than the virus. And those people are hiding themselves. They are going underground. They don't have access to healthcare setting because healthcare facility are not safe or supportive environment for them.
And Mr. Sidibe, you've been in the fight for years. Could you give an example of how someone goes underground because they're not getting the healthcare that they need?
I think the major challenge for us sometimes is bad laws. And when you just discriminate someone who is injecting drugs, a drug user, and you consider them as a criminal, and you don't accept them to come and to have access to proper services, they're going underground. They hide themselves and then continue to infect other people. And sometimes, you know, we have, for example, a very interesting case on women being refused to have their right to reproductive health because they are HIV positive. At the same time, they develop cervical cancer. And instead of treating them in some health setting, they just oblige them to go for a surgery to take their uterus and others.
And Mr. Sidibe, HIV and AIDS have been with us for almost 40 years, if I'm correct. Why is this still happening?
I think we have been making certainly progress. We broke the conspiracy of silence. We have been able to help people to come out and to talk freely about their status. But the biggest problem is that when we have been helping people to have access to medicine, but we didn't manage to always restore their dignity. We have been facing a lot of resistance in many society. People don't accept, for example, that people can be a gay. People don't accept that sex worker could have access to services. I think we are facing sometimes a major problem with taboo, with tradition, and some cultural barriers which we need to remove. And also, like I said, bad laws and policies and practices which continue to really be a major obstacles for accessing services.
And you spoke about the danger that this discrimination poses. Ultimately, how does this impact on the goals that the world is trying to achieve, you know, sustainable development goals, for example?
You know, access is so important. And when you look at the testing, for example, we have almost 40% of the population not having access to testing. And if you look at the number of people who are falling into poverty every year because they have to pay from their pocket their health care and they don't have a possibility to do it. And at the same time, they don't have access to all the services because they are excluded, because they are left behind. If you don't change that, if you don't have an approach which will really be inclusive, I am sure that we'll not be able to reach a sustainable goal. Because when you have 150 million people falling into poverty every year because they don't have the means to pay from their own pocket the health care, and you don't have enabling environment, you don't have a conducive policies, you don't have the practices, you have those laws who are punitive, you will not be able to reach all those people, and it will impact on all the other aspects. We are seeing, for example, young women, and particularly young adolescents, young girls and others, who are facing a triple threat. They are not accessing to testing services because sometimes they are excluded. They don't have access to treatment. When they have access to treatment, they don't adhere. So it is a holistic problem which needs to be addressed, and the fundamental basic issues to deal with is the issues of non-discriminatory laws and making safe for every single one to have access to services.